The prime meridian here is the longitude, the mark on the ground, from which all great voyages are measured. This is the view back to our remarkable home planet that the first human out here can look forward to. A distant blue dot lost in the beauty of Saturn's backlit rings. It's a real image, another perfect postcard from Cassini, urging us into the heavens.
Humans have looked out from the shores of seas and oceans and imagined great adventures. Now think about standing on the shore of an alien sea, and we know those shores are there. We just have to go experience it, and that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go land in a balloon, step out, pick up one of those rounded pebbles, and toss it at Huygens.
I've proposed that maybe we have to talk about a planetary park down the road, and where should we preserve for future generations? You know, do we want to go in and mine Titan for its methane? Maybe we'll go mess up other places, perhaps, but Saturn is just an exquisite place, and we should probably leave that alone.
With so many interesting moons in its flight path, NASA is making plans for what to do when Cassini's mission comes to an end around 2017.
We want to make sure that the spacecraft doesn't hit one of these bodies, and so what we're going to do is put it into the atmosphere of Saturn.
Crash it into Saturn and burn it in a blaze of glory after a rich 20 years of exploration in space.
All the molecules that currently make up the Cassini spacecraft would still be at Saturn, and in fact will be there forever.
A fitting, fiery funeral for one of the greatest interplanetary voyagers of all time. It might be a ball of gas and float in water, but Saturn is a very solid destination, both for science and for viewing spectacular sights. We've only begun to realize the riches it offers, and only because we sent a spacecraft to stay. It's the same story everywhere in the solar system. You'll never know what you're missing if you never go.